right now, we are talking about another very critical issue, and this is the state of our water, in particular the state of our beaches in Atikweni, and several beaches in Durban continue to be closed because of serious sewage spills into the ocean and rivers, with environmental activists criticizing the Atikweni municipality of failing to maintain its facilities and pump stations. The story from the municipality is that the levels, as they have been monitoring them in recent days, are decreasing at beaches that were closed, and also this having an impact on health, having an impact on the blue flag statuses of the affected beaches. We are joined on the line this evening very kindly by Desmond Dessa. He is the coordinator of the South Durban Community Environmental Alliance. Desmond, great pleasure joining us, having you on board once again. Good evening. Thank you so much for your time.
Good evening, and good evening to the listeners.
A great pleasure speaking to you, and you know, for some people it would just be a case of a holiday being perhaps thrown a bit off, or you know, not being able to go to the beach for a few days, but there's much more serious environmental and societal issues at play here. I want you to, you know, give us a background. If I recall correctly, this is, you know, in the space of 2 years, we had spoken recently again about similar water issues, similar water concerns in Durban. How deep does this problem go, Desmond?
Well, the problem is serious. You know, it's a constant problem. It happens all the time. Durban is the home of tourism, especially our warm beaches attract a lot of people from all over the country. They come down to Durban. They come not only for the beach, but also to use the ocean, to swim and, you know, take the water back. Water is used for medicinal reasons. The traditional healers use it. The surfers use it. The fisher folks use the beach as well. And so this has a rippling effect on everybody. Tourism is one of them. People are being laid off because tourists are not coming to Durban. The beach is stinking. This has been an ongoing problem with the recent explosion and fire we had during June last year, with the UPR issue. And so it's something where it seems it's very clear that there's a lack of leadership in Durban. It's also clear that the funds that were that should have been set aside, the budget set aside for the maintenance of the sewage infrastructure and the water infrastructure and the electricity infrastructure, there is just not, that's not happening. So we got electricity collapsing, sewage collapsing, you got water collapsing, all those infrastructures is a huge headache. But the city has shown no leadership in coming out and reassuring the residents, the visitors, what they dream. You know, I've walked the beaches the last couple of weeks, and recently, as Saturday morning, I was all along the beach. Beaches are closed, but people are swimming. The city, the water is brown. I mean, you know, the blue flag status is a prestigious, you know, award that gets given, that attracts people to come here because the water is of a high quality, so people want to come to Durban. And this has happened in the past where the blue flag status was taken away by the international group. And so once again, we all fall. I mean, you know, the city was expressing that all effort must be made to ensure that we maintain our blue flag status, because it's well and good to get a blue flag status, but if you don't maintain in sewage, you don't maintain your sewage works, you don't maintain your water, that's going to be taken away. And I can't understand for what, why is it that that we are failing in Durban to ensure that the beaches, you know, that our beaches are bringing a lot of money, create a lot of jobs, creates enterprises for small businesses and the individuals in Durban that come there, sell their products all over. So everybody's benefiting out of the Durban thing. When the beaches are clean, when the beaches, when people are visiting, everybody benefits, not only the hotel, but everybody. And I just feel that they, you know, the city is not listening. And the people that they have responsible for the sanitation works, the sewage works, the water, they should be held accountable. They might not be necessarily the right people placed to do the work. And this has been, this is what we see is the problem. You cannot just put someone in there in senior positions if they cannot do the daily task. And if things are happening all the time, then there's something stinking in the city of Durban, and that needs to be resolved. You can't let it drag on, as people will never come back. And you'll see that the hotel industry is going to lose people. Visiting Durban, all the big conferences that are held in Durban, people might not necessarily come here because of that. And I think our city fathers that are responsible for the upkeep, for the managing our city resources, I don't think they really do care, because if they did care, they would have came out and said, well, this is our plan, this is what we're doing, this is how we're setting aside money to ensure that this doesn't happen. But they're doing nothing of the sort. They're rolling out people who don't have the necessary qualifications, and the sanitation is collapsing. It's not only on Durban's main beaches and northern beaches, it's also the southern beaches of the city, where the media doesn't even cover those stories of the poor areas like Mirbank, where the sewage is being dumped on a regular basis. The entire area is stinking of sewage, and the city officials do not come through to try and resolve the problems, which is affecting people's health, it's affecting the education, it's affecting people having meals, even on weekends, because the sewage works are collapsing all over the city. And they must come clean with this here. We've been saying that the president of this country has acknowledged that things are not happening, service delivery is not being delivered. But he's only talking. He's not doing nothing about it. He's allowing these people to continue to manage our cities, knowing fully well that the cities are collapsing. What will take the president to start moving and getting the right people put in place so that we can get the work done? There are qualified people. There are qualified engineers. Why is it that Durban's not getting qualified engineers to manage the city and get rid of those who cannot do the work? But because the senior leadership in Durban is not able to understand the impact this will have, they just don't, they're not doing anything about it. And it's now left to people, civil society, the beach users, to really stand up against this and do something about it. Because how long must our oceans become the dumping ground?
Indeed. That's what I want to ask you, you know, in terms of what could possibly be seen as a paradox. I'm not sure, you know, how would this square itself up, but certain surveys done last year, citizen satisfaction index, overall quality of life, overall service delivery, strangely enough, put Etiqueni, put Durban as the best performing in the country. Now, if certain surveys are putting in that way, and these are kind of independent surveys, is that just perhaps a scale of the state of South Africa, where one of the better performing metros has these kind of problems?
Well, look, I don't know about any survey that does that, because I work in the informal settlement. There's 500 informal settlements in Durban. They don't have access to water. They don't have sanitation. It means that all the sanitation, the sewage is pouring into the river. They don't have waste removal. So I don't know whoever's done that, because working in the communities, in the townships, in the hospitals, I work in all the townships in Durban. I can tell you now, I've walked the length and breadth. The people don't know about service delivery. It has not reached it. There might be a few areas in Durban, and I can tell you now, the elite areas of Umhlanga Rocks, the Bluff, Westville, you know, Kloof, and some of the Balito, those are the areas that get instant. If you go there, you can see the pavements are all neat and tidy, the grass is maintained, the lawns are maintained, the open spaces, your parks are all maintained. But if you come into the township and the areas where communities are living, nothing has been maintained. You can just see it, how the stormwater drains are not working, the lights are not working on the freeways, on the roads in those communities. So I don't know about that. Having worked continuously to work with everybody. I work with the Coalition of the Poor in Durban, which comprises of the hostel dwellers, informal settlements, the street traders, the market users. All those people are suffering, including the fishing folk, who I've worked with over 14, 20 years now. And I just feel that we need a new broom. We need people who are going to serve people, no matter whatever race, creed, or color, no matter whether you're rich or poor. We need a government that cares for everybody and looks at these issues not in a matter of tunnel vision, but rather a huge macro issue. You look at it and work together with citizens of Durban, who are business people who understand what is needed to fix the problem. But like we've seen in Durban, where the waste, simple things like waste bags and millions of rands are stolen, waste bags have not, waste has not been picked up in the areas, in the township. There's no recycling initiative that gets to people. So this is a huge problem, you know. And, the story, photos tell a million stories of how the managing of the city has gone backwards. And it's not only being shared by me as an activist, but also business people in Durban are complaining. The when the tourism fails and the tourists don't come to Durban, the businesses fail, and they are complaining about that. So it's a widespread of discontent from traditional healers who use the beaches. Who swim in the beaches, who take back the water, use it for healthy reasons, for their own health, for their family's health. It's a surfer complaining. Surfer went out yesterday and he came back and he said, Jeff, I just couldn't go out there further. I had to come back, the sewage is so bad. So it's those sort of things from a the discontent is widespread. Widespread. And rightfully so, if we come across that the city doesn't want to do things to improve the life of the citizens, then surely then the citizens have the right to express themselves. And I think what is required then, the city has to be open about the problems in Durban. They have to sit down with the citizens and chart a way forward so that we can ensure that our beautiful city with its beautiful beaches, wonderful water. We've got the best water in the entire, coastline. And we have all the marine resources. We should be protecting all this, not only for ourselves now, but for the future generation. And I think that is what's going to require. If you want to change things, it's going to be that we hold our hands together and work together to ensure that they listen to every one of us so that we can come to a proper plan that's going to ensure that the beaches, that the sewage and all those chemicals that's been dumped are no longer going to happen, and the ocean is going to be free of all that. Because we need a clean, healthy ocean.
Yes, Desmond, as far as the source of this, so you have this particular sewage plant that the municipality is talking about. How much of this also goes back to the looting that occurred last year? Have the chemicals from that particular disaster have been stopped? The flow has been stopped completely, or are we still dealing with that problem? And would you say that a portion of the blame also needs to be put, and the legal consequences have to be felt on the one end by the municipality, but also the people who were involved, the masterminds of that particular looting, who are still out on the lodge?
Well, look, UPL is still a problem. The chemical, the government is still trying to deal with it, and the Tigrinya municipality seems to be dragging its feet. And I've been at Belito and all that. They, since that incident, people still haven't got their medical assessed. There's been no medical assessment done properly. And I went there to see what is going to happen. And they only started wanting to start recently, about a week ago. So that's still a problem. A huge amount of chemicals, tons of fish, marine fish that were killed. People are not allowed to swim there, but people are swimming there, And so that's still a problem. But then the northern sewage works collapse. Now, part of the problem is that there is no standby space. So if any of the pumps collapse, you can't just take the one pump over and put another pump on because you don't have it. You've got to wait months and months for space to arrive. So they're not being proactive, the city. And I've seen this in a number of sewage works. The northern sewage works is the one that's affected the beaches, yeah. But in the south, the southern sewage works is a problem. Sewage is going out to the sea. People cannot use the beach. They're fishing in there. And it's problematic. And we've seen it with the Amsatazana sewage works. We've seen it with the Mbomanjini sewage works that runs in the Superior. So a number of these sewage works tells you a story that there is no maintenance, there's no plan. You ask them, have you got a plan? Can you show us your plan on what you're doing? They don't have a plan. They can't give it to you. So that's a problem. To the issue of the looting and all that, I think we're in trouble. This country is in big trouble because of the different factions and the factional fighting that you see. And I think that's I don't know much about how deep this is, whether that is contributing. I know some of the electrical substations are blowing up. So there's something going on that they themselves, the municipal managers, the mayors, and people that are responsible for this. I don't know why the hawks are not being pulled in if that is the case. And they must investigate. They should have an independent investigation team to look at what is going on in the city. Why is it that all your substations are blowing up, your waterworks are not operating, or your sewage work? Is something not right? But beyond that as well, I want to say from what I've heard, is that from city officials, is that just don't have the space. Or they have to get approval. So this thing takes months on end before they get about 10 signatures. So from the first signature to go and repair the problem takes you time, maybe a week or two. Then you've got to take it to the second signature and then the third signature. And eventually you get to about 9 or 10 signatures before that is all signed off. And then you have to get 3 codes. So that takes months and months. There's no sort of urgency. And yet, they have used Section 36A for emergency. They have that. They've used it, for example, when there are floods. They've used it, for example, when there are imbezos or meetings to be held. It has sanitation, sewage pumps, packing up. They don't use it. So the priorities are not right. And they are not dealing with the problem holistically. I think we really need we need a change. We need people with experience that's going to do the work properly, who can point to what are the faults are, do an assessment of all the sewage works, and then sort it out. We can't be, taking time. And the people of Durban, the citizens of the city, are suffering. This is one issue that I'm just talking about, sewage. There are many service issues. Substations get blown up for days and days, weeks. They don't have electricity. Peter Mansberg has an electricity. We in Durban have had the same problem. Some of the areas don't have electricity for weeks. Likewise with water, and you don't see tankers coming. People just don't have that access to water tankers, in the city. So this is a widespread problem. It needs a national intervention. Provincial, I don't know, because part of the problem is that the provincial government seems to be not really keen in interfering with the local government. So I would think a national intervention would be good. And there's been a team of people who can look at it, experts that look at it and deal with the problem once and for all and find a solution.
Right, indeed. Desmond, final one for you, just a minute or so. You know, this is linked to, you know, community struggles for justice, as you've pointed out. And unfortunately, not everybody gets involved in those struggles for a period of time. But this is now coming home. It's affecting something as essential as the water supply. It's going to affect people's livelihoods. It's affecting people's health. What are some urgent steps that residents, particularly of Etiquette, need to do or be involved in, you know, to be able to ensure that the state of these essential amenities does not deteriorate any further?
So my suggestion would be, and I would urge the citizens of Durban, of Etiquette, to be active citizens. In other words, don't sit back and expect changes will happen. They must participate in their roads, participate in their homes, participate in their community, participate in their city. And I think there's a number of things they can do. Organize themselves. We need organizations in every street. We need organizations in every area so that they can work together and put pressure on the city. Then I think it's important for them to also ensure that they start writing up all these stories, bringing that to the public. So by writing, putting it in media, talking to the media and exposing it will be good as well. Then I think they must get together. Not only they can get together and talk to like-minded organizations like ourselves who work on these common issues all the time. Call us. We're available. You know, we can come and give talks. We can come and give advice. We can come and give support. Because I think this is a citywide issue and it can't be done by a few of us. But we can go out there and give support. We can give the advice. We can tell them how it can be done. And then we can put enough pressure on the not only on the city, the people, the bureaucracy of the city, but also on the council. The newly elected council in Durban. Find that they start to look at this in a holistic way, look at the problem, and then themselves start rising up in the council and asking some tough questions. Because it can't go on. That's why people voted for change at the local government election. And the city was the city mayors and all of them were just lucky to get back. So I think he has an opportunity for the citizens of Durban to increase the pressure. These are newly elected councillors and the mayor. Let's put the pressure on this, but let's do it together. Let us do it together and ensure that this doesn't, you know, continue. That there's huge amounts. Durban collects huge amounts of rates and all that and taxes. It's the biggest. It's the second biggest, I think, after our housing. And yet, the money that's collected is not used for the interests of the society in Durban to uplift them. We see the city taking a whole lot of loans, or World Bank loans, or ordinary banks are getting loans from. But we don't know what is that money being used for. When we look at the other side of the collapsing of service delivery, it tells us something is not right. Where's the money all the loans have been taken for? Where's all our rates base? Because we are biggest rate base. Where's all that money going to? And we want to make sure that the ordinary citizens of the city get the necessary service and that they are ensuring that the people are treated with dignity. We can't continue that our people are being treated in an undignified manner and they're living in inhumane conditions. That has to change, and it can only change by the citizens of the city.